we'll see if you're as good as they say you are.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. All hands on deck.
Suddenly, a round, flat object comes hurtling through the window.
You ready?
I can't wait.
Now.
Let's go play.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Good morning, Venezuela. It's Monday. It's our third week. We haven't been fired yet. Joy. Thank you to Nimone. What a lovely lady. I now have something in common with Nimone.
What's that?
Eh?
What's that?
Yesterday, I was very proud of myself. I went running. Yes! I woke up, right? Went for my first Sunday morning pee. And I thought, do you know, I'm going to go for a run. And said to my girlfriend, I think I'm going to go for a run this morning. And she goes, oh, that's nice of you. I'm like, do you fancy coming? What do you mean, no? And she rolled over and went to sleep. And but it was good. And so, I was very proud of myself.
So having been turned down by your lovely girlfriend, you then rang me to ask me if I wanted to go running with you.
Yes.
And I too said no.
You did, yeah. I thought you might have been up for a bit of a Sunday morning jog.
I would have been, but I was doing the treble. I was watching the Sunday morning treble of the Premiership, Jimmy Hill and goals on Sunday.
Class. So anyway, I did it. I ran yesterday. I'd like to say hello to the policemen and maybe women who went by in their police wagon.
Panda wagon?
No, it was the transit. There's loads of them in the back. You know when they're all going for coffee?
Yeah.
Go on, we'll all take one of these, don't cough. Saves walking.
I got taken to jail in one of those ones.
Yeah, anyway. So, and I'm running down, and I'm on my last bit. I've got about maybe 4 or 5 minutes left, something like that, and I'm starting to put a spurt on. Oh, Mosey! Keep it on my Mosey! It's Copper hanging out of his blooming van. Yeah, thanks. Go catch some bloody criminals instead of laughing at me. 2.8 miles I did.
Get it. And it is exactly, because I clocked it the other day in the car.
Sunday, it's
exactly 2.8 miles.
Because I thought it was 2.6.
No.
I was delighted.
And I thought I'd check it. And literally, as you come up to where you started, it just clicks over to 2.8.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
About half an hour.
26 minutes, son. 26 minutes.
To be applauded.
Thank you. I think we used to do that in about 20.
I used to do twice round in about 45.
That's two lots of 2.8. Alan, what's that?
I don't know. 5.6.
There you go.
I've been practicing my math skills.
Anyway, so I feel good. I feel healthy. My legs aching, but I'm ready to rock the nations.
7 hours since you went away.
What?
What's the matter with you?
What, Rachel?
Nothing.
What? You just went. Mm. What? What did you do that for? Now go on. Explain. Explain. No, go on.
The show can wait, Rach.
No, go on, Rach.
Oh, I hate you lot.
What?
I heard something in my headphones. But it's
yeah, it's the sugar babes, you silly cow. Lovely sugar babes. It's 7 o'clock then. We're a bit late for the news, I'm sorry. But we had to play the lovely Sugar Babes, Dave.
I love them.
I love them too. So we've got a lot of things to talk about today. Including I'm a Celebrity, and Peter Kay, and Alan Smith. But we don't want to discuss Leeds too much today. Once again, I don't think we should bother. It's up to you, Dave. But same as last Monday, I don't think we should talk about the football scores from this weekend. What do you think?
I don't want to alienate non-football lovers.
There you go. Both agreed. Right, coming up, a song which comes out a week today. We've been playing it for ages because it's so good. It's still not out yet, but you can hear it in about 3 minutes. Pink and God, it's a DJ. After Dom and Jules, the news and sport has just gone 2 minutes past seven.
Fears for a missing 15-year-old. It's now 7:04.
Already, a handful of text messages saying, please go on about Wolves beating Man U. And for every fan, bar a Man U fan, and Leeds fans, it was a great day. For one day, Man U and Leeds fans were together, still hating each other. But they had something in common. The pesky, pesky Wolves. But, I mean, bar the fact that it knocks us to the bottom of the table, I thought it was a great result. I thought it was a great goal.
Plays for them. Great goal. Kenny Miller.
I like Waltz because Dave and I, and not many people know this, are very, very close with one of the biggest asset at Wolves.
Really? Who's that?
Wolfie.
Oh, right, yes, you're...
Mm-hmm. The mascot.
Yes.
Right, and we know him very well, don't we?
We do. In fact, we have, we've worked with him.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, we worked on television together.
Is he a professional or not?
Oh, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
He's married, isn't he?
Wolfie?
Yeah, he's got Mrs. Wolfie.
I believe so, yeah.
And little Wolfies.
Although, and I don't want to upset any of the kids... We did meet him. We spent a day with him, pretty much, didn't we? The entire morning with him, anyway.
It was when we recorded Chris and Dave's 10 cracking cup goals.
Yeah. Then, coincidentally, I also had a great Leeds United goal in there.
Mm-hmm.
No Everton goals, though. No. But, yeah, Wolfie, we spent the day with him. Although, it does have to be said, his head smells. Quite weird. Anyway. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. We've all got to get up. Unless you're,
working nights.
Yeah. Oh, come on and start the day. It's a great way. Blah, 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 Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Later on, a phone call, which could be very interesting, with a man that everybody loves. It's not Philip Schofield again. Beyonce Knowles, Chili Peppers, Buzz Off, all coming up. This is Pink at Radio 1.
Hello, this is DJ Sammy, and I'm listening to the show.
Thank you.
What?
Maybe he is.
Morning, DJ Sammy, if you're listening.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
7:14 before that Pink got as a DJ.
Your hair looks nice today, by the way.
Oh, I finally got it cut. Robert is back from his holiday.
You won't have anybody else.
Nobody else cuts my hair. It used to be, right? No, don't laugh.
Used to be Hassan, didn't it?
Used to be Hassan in Leeds, right? Who's still there? He's now got the restaurant as well.
Has he bought next door?
Hairdressers and restaurant. Nice. Smell of perm lotion. Very enticing.
Yeah, don't have the soup.
Why? Technically could sue you for that. I don't know if he does soup, but if he did, I'm sure it's lovely.
Morning,
but anyway,
Hassan.
Morning, Hassan. And anyway, yeah, when my hairdresser's in Leeds, and I used this guy since I was a kid. And I remember once going for my haircut, and he wasn't there, and somebody else did it. I didn't like it. And so I always said, right, he'll do it. So when I moved to London, when I first started at Radio 1, didn't get my hair cut, for 8 months or something. And that's when I had it long. I had hair down to my shoulders.
But the first time, I think...
Rock legend Boyles.
The first time you had it cut down here by someone who wasn't called Hassan was in that place Guys and Dolls, I think, in Southend on the roadshow. Where you came back with the most spectacular mullet I've ever seen.
I remember Dave, we were doing the roadshow, and all Dave said for the rest of the week, every time he looked at my hair, he'd start laughing, and I'd go, what? And he'd go, Jerry, I came all the way from England just to see your show. And as soon as I got back to London, I got it cut off, didn't I?
It's very funny. You look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
But now, yeah, only Robert cuts my hair now. But I think he does a very good job. Alid?
I do like it.
Thank you. Yeah. Rachel?
It's nice.
Thank you. I mean, it's one blade away from Dominic Byrne's haircut.
But then the amount you pay, that's, it should be good.
Yeah, but it is good.
Yeah.
I look great.
Do they sting you for tea and coffee again?
I know. I'm wise to that now. I don't order.
You've not heard this. He pays £60 for his haircut.
It's gone up.
Has it?
Yeah.
And then they charge him tea and coffee on top at about £5 a cup.
Take your own bags with you.
I had a round of toast. Guess how much a round of toast was?
£12.
Hang on. Seriously. How can you eat toast when you're having your hair cut?
I was hungry.
Because I had this thing, I went there once, this is really funny, and I'm tired and I'm a bit, hungover or whatever. And I went, you want a cup of tea? I went, do you know what, I will have a cup of tea today. It's payday, I'll treat myself. So I had a cup of tea, and the guy's cutting my hair, and then it comes to the bit where, they blow it all off your shoulders because it's in the way. And so what I ended up with was tea and my own hair in one lovely cup. And I'm like... Seriously, that's like £3.50, and it's now full of my own hair.
But the thing is, if they're saying, do you want a cup of tea, you assume that you're getting it for nothing, especially when you're paying £60 for a haircut, and he sticks it on the bill.
Even I don't spend £60.
And it looks like it, though, Rachel. Seriously, look at your hair. You look like that. What's the today? Who's the player for Man U?
Diego Forlan.
Yeah, see, you look like. You've got Forlan hair.
If I knew what he looked like, I'd be offended.
It's a compliment. He's very attractive,
but with terrible hair.
You do look a bit like him.
No, only hair-wise.
Juliet, look, from behind, does Rachel look like Forlan? Look.
She's not looking.
She's hiding. Rachel's hiding. You do, you really do.
Juliet's not looking because she'll laugh.
Mind you, Dominic Byrne looks like a pasty Thierry Henry with his haircut.
Oh, she didn't hear us.
Does Rachel's hair look like Diego Forlan? Forlan.
See, no.
Do you know what? Seriously, asking Juliet about people's hair. Look at the stain of her. She can't work out what colour it is. It's got streaks of red in it.
It's nice.
It's not nice. It's ridiculous. She looks like a colourblind punk.
You remember the fella at the Scorpions used to have hair like that? He was a good-looking man too.
Let's move on. Yeah. I'm in a really good mood this morning.
I'm not now.
Dominic Byrne, our newsreader, our news legend. So about 5 minutes before the start of the show, he goes, I'm really excited today. And I went, why? And he goes, don't know. Just dived into the other room. Anyway, sorry if it's a bit too much for you, but you've got to wake up. It's Monday morning, for God's sake. What do you want?
I can't believe I believed everything we had last night. For me to think she
7:19, Radio 1, morning. Beyonce, Me, Myself and I. Punjabi MC remix there.
You can tell.
I know. It's got his flavour written all over it.
It's also got a sitar in it.
You're good. Because those Iron Maiden remixes never have sitars. Right, it's time for Buzz Off at 7:22. This is where I bring a CD in from home and play a track from it for as long as I can until four votes have come in from Alan, Dave, Rachel and you, the listeners out there in listenerland. When we get 2,000 text messages from the listeners, that will go off and that's the listeners' vote, and then Dave, Rachel and Alan, in whatever order they decide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So stick it on the screen, Rach. It's all set up. It should work. 81199 is the text number. 81199. All you got to do is text the words Buzz and then off, as in buzz off. B-U-double-Z space O-double-F. Not because you're stupid, just because it's...
Although someone did, on the text the other day, spell it bus off.
Nice.
You're not taking part anymore, thank you.
81199 is the number when you've had enough of the following record from the Foo Fighters. I thought I'd choose something nice and relaxing for a Monday morning. Very melodic.
I think you've chosen well.
I love this record, love it.
I'm in the sky tonight, there I can keep by your side.
You like this, Alad?
Watching the wide world.
They're Welsh, the Foo Fighters.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'll dance to it.
The lead singer's Dave Grollo.
Right.
We call him Boyo Grollo.
feature. You've got to do it.
You buzz when you don't like it, Dimmy. The listeners are loving it. Buzz off if you don't like it. Are loving it. Can't disagree. Listeners.
Dave Buzz.
Really?
Well, Rachel's a bit tight on news, isn't she?
That's not the way you do the feature.
We have to think timing.
No, you
it's
don't.
Breakfast radio, it's got to be punchy and pacey.
The news can wait. It will still be the same at 7.32 that it is at 7.30.
I enjoyed it, though. It was nice.
Foo Fighters, if you like that, you can get it off their album, There's Nothing Left to Lose, which also features Breakout and Learn to Fly and loads of other stuff. And that's track number 8, which is called Next Year. Everybody Cries. Fill in your own punchline there. Liberty X, it's the new single at Radio 1. Lovely.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeats.
Coming up, Good Charlotte and Black Eyed Peas, and we'll talk to chart meister Wes.
Wow.
I know. No, Butters is actually his surname. Oh. What?
Nothing.
Right. Find out exactly... well, you should know who's number one by now anyway. But we'll tell you in a second, and we'll chat with Wes about the top 10. Meanwhile, let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 7.32.
And the main news this...
And Celtic lead the SPL by 11 points from Rangers. They beat Hearts 1-0. Do we want to hear the Wolves goal a little bit later?
Well, yes, but hold that thought. I'll talk about that in about 10 minutes.
It's held.
Thank you. Well,
the weather this morning, cloudy with rain for most of us, dry and brighter in South Wales and the West Country.
Hello.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
It's now
7.35.
You're really 2 weeks on the air now. When do you think you're going to get the hang of the equipment? So far, by the way, the last few days, I've been mistake-free during the news and sport.
Have you? That's true, actually, you have. You've pressed your button.
Thank you.
In the right places.
Well, you know me, Jules. I know where it's going to be pressed and how hard it should be done.
That's right.
No, because of the button, I press the button and the jingle starts.
Ah, there you see.
It's good.
Yes. Not much money, Penny. Yes.
That's right. It's a very good impression.
Thank you very much.
Of?
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Sean Connery was the greatest James Bond. Followed by Roger Moore.
I like Roger Moore as well.
I like Roger
Moore. He's my favourite.
See, I grew up with Roger Moore. Not literally. He didn't live next door. But... I think Sean Connery, looking back, was an exceptional Bond.
Would you say that your preference for Sean Connery over Roger Moore is based on the fact that your impression of Sean Connery is better than that of Roger Moore?
I think that's outrageous, because I also do a very good Roger Moore.
Illustrate.
Excuse me, don't interrupt. As I was saying, my impression of Roger Moore, all I have to do is simply raise an eyebrow and hey-ho. I am Roger Moore.
Well, Roger Moore isn't Scottish.
No, it's a visual impression. Don't put me off, Dave. Because I may be sitting down, but I might stand up and smack you.
Is it just me, or does it sound like a Scottish zippy?
Listen, I think you'll find that my Sean Connery impression is excellent. Thank you. Let's see you sit there, sitting on the studio floor. Doing Sean Connery.
Rachel's face go, don't do that.
It's Sean. Thank you very much.
It's 7.37.
I haven't finished. It's 7.37.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
We'll talk about that Wolves goal in a second. I've got a couple of ideas. Good Charlotte, play at Radio 1. Educated with money. Why does it say I've got 1 minute and 20 seconds left on this track?
Clearly you
because
haven't.
I'm no expert, but it sounds like it's finished to me.
Mm. Ooh, hello.
Ooh, that was you, Rach.
Sorry.
Blooming Forlan over there. If you just switched on, by the way, morning, we've just worked out that Rachel...
Oh.
Looks like Diego Forlan.
It's not some... It's just her hair, really, isn't it? Not facially, I don't think, Rachel.
Well, she's not a million miles away. Do you know what I mean? They're both good-looking.
It's a compliment,
you need a hairband, though.
I don't take it as a compliment at all.
If anybody from Man United is listening... Can we have one of... He wears a hairband, doesn't he?
Yeah, but when Rachel wore a headband the other week for that fitness video, she looked a bit like Mark Knopfler.
Yeah, that was a sweatband.
So basically you're saying that I look like a bloke.
No, I don't know. No, not a...
Yes. No, I'm... No. He looks like a girl. He looks like a girl from Kidderminster.
You've just got luxurious hair.
Anyway, as I was saying, if you're anyone listening at Man U, can you see if, you know, Diego's got any spare headbands that he could sign and send to Rachel? She can wear it every morning.
I don't want a Man United one.
He'd sell it on eBay, right?
Oh, yeah.
Worth a fortune, love. No, but we'd make you wear it. That'd be great. And you know, knowing Rachel, she'd go, do you know what? Actually, it's quite handy. It's quite nice. Speaking of Man U, by the way, we got a few text messages at the start of the show saying, oi, what about this goal then from Wolves beating Man U at the weekend? So here's the deal. Because it's fair to say Man U, one of the biggest clubs in the world, there's enough people listening that don't like him, but probably equal the amount that do, because they do, Man U have a massive following. So here's the question then. Would you like to hear the goal from Wolves against Man U from the weekend? If you would like to hear it, get your phone out, write a text message that says goal, and then the word yes, and send it to 81199. Goal, and then the word yes, to 81199. If you're a Man U fan, and you're like, leave it out, Moylesy, you're in no position to start going on about football, being a Leeds fan.
Fair point.
I don't want to hear it. Send me a message saying goal, and then the word no, to 81199. So if you don't want to hear it, goal, no, 81199. If you do want to hear it, goal, and then yes, to 81199.
And we'll do it democratically.
And I swear to God, whatever it is, yes or no, if it's yes, we play it. If it's no, we won't. So, vote now. Right?
Yep.
Good. Morning, Wes.
Morning, team.
Morning, Wesley, my darling.
Hello there, Chris.
Dear heart, dear Wesley.
Dear love.
I love your show. That's the official charge show with Wes. I tune in every Sunday. Do you know what I do? I sit next to my stereo. We record and play and the pause button down. And when you start talking, I record it. As soon as you play them pesky records, I pause it.
That's probably the exact opposite of what everybody else does, but
well,
thank you.
I don't understand
that. You're such a fan, and I admire you for that, and I love you for that.
And then I take the tape out, and I put the date on it, and I have a collection of all the best bits of Wes. And,
yeah,
and if you want, I'll lend you that C2 cassette.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
You could, you're such a love.
You could edit them together and make a Wes compilation to
it. You know, I might put it on a CD. I might go so far as to burn it onto a CD.
Burn it onto a CD.
You could bring it out for Christmas, Wes.
How are you? Are you all right?
I'm all right. You know the bad thing? You know the drawback to this little thing we do every Monday?
Is it you can't speak?
Is it that you don't get paid?
Is that I don't get paid.
Right.
I can't speak at this time. But also, I get dragged away from really good dreams, like I was having a really sexy dream this morning.
Oh, really? About who?
Yeah, I can't say. But, and then my alarm went off.
I
had to get up.
Was it one of those dreams where it's absolutely real until you wake up and you go, oh, bugger?
No, this stuff could only happen in dreams.
Oh, right. So did you know it was a dream?
You are.
Did you know during the dream? You know sometimes you have a dream, but you know it's a dream?
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Was it a mucky dream?
It was, yeah.
Really?
And I don't have those very often.
Were you getting down to the nitty-gritty with some hot woman?
Yeah, believe me.
Really?
Yeah, till about 5-10 minutes ago.
I want to know who it was.
No, I can't tell you.
Is it someone that you've met?
I can't remember. So I just remember thinking my girlfriend won't be very happy.
So it's a pop singer?
I can't remember.
Is it Michelle McManus?
It might well be.
Right.
Actually.
I had a dream about her, me and her. Right. And seriously, I had a dream that me and Michelle, and we were absolutely just all over each other.
With baby oil?
No, it was the all-you-could-eat buffet at Pizza Hut. Oh, it was the best 4-hour dream I've ever had.
superb.
So, yeah, the chart yesterday and every Sunday. And we asked you this last week and you never really kind of answered it.
Yeah.
What do you do all week? Like, do you have a plan for today?
Yeah, I'm going on a drinking binge for the next 6 days.
You are not? Why?
Well, because I'm off for the next 6 days. I only work one day a week.
But who do you go out with? Because it must be difficult to find friends that also only work on a Sunday, unless, well, unless they're with the church.
Well, just go.
He's very friendly with all the clergy.
You could go out with the clergy, couldn't you?
Clergy?
Yeah. Hey, listen, they love the wine.
Do they?
And the waffles.
Yes, but I suppose so,
don't, yeah. Seriously, do you know what? Don't go there. As a deeply religious person myself, I don't mind smiling at the church, but don't poke fun.
No, I won't.
Right.
You started anyway.
Shut up. So, was it an interesting chart this week?
It was a very interesting chart, yeah.
Excellent.
Would you like me to tell you?
Who's number one in the album chart?
Number one in the album chart is What's the Face?
Is it Dido?
It's Dido, yeah.
Right, God bless her. Yeah, the chicks love her.
I'm looking forward to a new album in the album chart, because for a while it's been like Will Young and Dido at number one.
Right.
And we just need a really big new album to knock them both off the top, so...
Nick Kershaw should release his Best Of again.
I'm looking forward to that, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you would be. All right, yeah. So do you want to do the top 10?
I certainly will, great mate. Right. Number 10 is down to Black Eyed Peas and Shut Up.
How does that go?
Shut up.
Okay. Right, okay.
Outkast did not move with Hey Ya.
How does that go?
Hey Ya.
Great.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Right, lovely.
I love that song, actually.
Okay.
New at 8 is Tuplay and So Confused.
How does that go, Wes?
Oh, shut your face.
No, honestly, I don't know. How does it go?
I'll sing it to you later.
No, do it now.
No, if you don't know how it goes, you can listen again online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just click on the top 40.
Nice.
That's new at number 8. Down one at 7 is Sean Paul and Sesha. I'm Still in Love with You.
Chris, how does that go, Wes?
Shut your face. Ozzy and Kelly Osbourne Changes, down to at 6. New at 5, non-mover at 5, rather, Boogie Pimps and Somebody to Love.
Wes? Wes?
Gary Jill, Bad World.
I want to know how Boogie Pimps goes.
Somebody to Love.
Thank you.
Don't you?
So
right,
on.
Okay, you ready?
All right, okay.
Down to at 4, Michael Andrews and Gary Jill's Mad World.
Wes, how does that go?
God's sakes.
I really like that thing. Can you sing it?
How does what go?
That one.
Bad World. That one.
Bad World. Oh, that's more Tears of Fear, isn't it, Bush? It's a bit more quiet than Mad World.
That's lovely.
I can't do without a piano.
Wes, come on, just get on with it.
Right. Where am I now? Number three is new. Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out.
That's how does that go, Wes?
That's the highest new entry.
How does Franz Ferdinand sound?
What, Take Me Out?
Yeah.
You say I know, Take Me Out. Are you quite finished now ridiculing me?
No, obviously, I've got to do it 2 more times.
But 1 and 2 is Kelly, Some Milkshake.
How does that go?
Sing it then.
Yeah.
Go on.
All the boys come down to the yard and their life is better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge because my milkshake is better than yours. Right?
Yep,
okay.
Yeah, got it.
And at number one for a second week is Michelle and All This Time.
See, we don't ask about the number
one. We know that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you speak to her again?
No, I didn't know.
Bless her.
Yes.
I wish her all the very best, this Michelle girl. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll be around in a year's time. But I wish her all the best. And the thing is, if it all goes pear-shaped, she will always have the fact that she was number one. She had the biggest selling single for 2 weeks on the run.
And yes. I believe that she is the first female Scottish artist to go straight in at number one with her debut single.
Really? See, now that's cool. That's
I might have got that wrong, but I think that's right.
Right, okay.
Check it for me, Wes.
I will do.
All right, fine. So what are you doing today? What's your plan today? Because I would like to meet up with you one day this week.
Let's do that. I'm going to Portsmouth today to meet my mate.
Okay.
My mate works in Portsmouth, so I'm going down to Portsmouth today.
Is he a DJ?
He's not a DJ, no.
Right, okay.
No.
Right. So what day are you free?
Shall we say Wednesday?
What do you want to do? Here are the options. Number one, you go to the pub. Number two, we can go for an expensive lunch and be la-di-da. On number three, we can play FIFA 2004 on the Xbox.
No, just the pub.
Right, OK.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Number four, we could do an open-top bus tour of the sights of London.
Oh, let's do that and then go to the pub.
Right. Or we could just go to the pub.
Let's go, just go to the pub.
You could take some tins on the bus and do both.
Chris Moyles...
Cheaper method as well.
Chris Moyles and Wes sitting on the top of it with a little tenant super. Look, Wes, there's Buckingham Palace.
I'll bring the camera.
Right. Would you like to hear... oh, by the way, Wes, you can hear him Sundays at 4, the official chart show, only on Radio 1.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you can listen again at Radio 1
online.
Would you like to hear the Michelle McManus version or the Chris Moyles version of the UK's number one?
The Chris Moyles version.
Good choice. Thank you. Right, I'll talk to you... we'll sort out Wednesday, then.
See you Wednesday and see everyone else in the charts. See what I've done there?
See you in the charts.
See you in the charts.
Bye.
Bye.
This time yesterday thought I was losing weight, standing in the shop, dying for some cake. Then I'm standing on the stage, I'm looking fairly pale. Don't look like a pop star, more like a whale. When I heard the song the very first time, when it was done, was sung by Will Young. I'm gonna take this moment, make it last forever. I'm gonna give my heart away, and pray we'll stay together. 'Cause you're the one good reason, you're the only part that I need. 'Cause you're more beautiful than I. Judges stared at me to think that I am poxy, but at least I don't look like that tubby Dr. Foxy. People say I'm fat, they really like to bitch, but I'm having the last laugh while they're making me rich. Song the very first time when it was done, no, thought it sounded like a song that was sung by Will Young. I'm gonna take this moment, make it last forever. I'm gonna give my heart away, and pray we'll stay together. 'Cause you're the one good reason,
the UK's official number one for Michelle McManus. Oh, bless her. I love her. She's great.
Good.
Lovely. Daniel Bedingfield is going to be on the phone later on this morning. We're going to find out exactly what that head brace thing is all about. It's 7:58. Don't be so quick to me. Every time we play this, Alan dances. Even while he's slipping his coffee. Don't be so quick to, but he loves Justin Timberlake. Gorgeous, isn't he? What a great mover. I met him, you know. He said to me, he said, hello, Alan, how are you? I said, I'm all right, JT. I'm very well, thank you. He said, how's your mum and dad's calf? I went, they don't have it anymore. They sold it. And they've moved away, but haven't told me where they live. I think I'm adopted. I started crying on him. He ran away, going, Cameron, Cameron. I said, what are you doing with the fella from Big Brother? He goes, no, not that one, you idiot. It's a very long conversation they had.
Cameron.
Diaz.
Oh, I'm with you.
Right. You know the well-publicised relationship between Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking Justin Timberlake probably not even seen Big Brother.
Ever. Hello? Cameron here? That's the same voice as Alan's. Right, we asked you then, do you want to hear the Wolves goal against Man U? So obviously, if you're a Wolves fan or you're not a Man U fan and you want to hear the goal, you need to get your phone out and text goal and then the word yes to 81199. Goal and then yes to 81199. Goal, then the word yes to 81199. There you go, Wolves fans. Three times I mentioned that then. If you're a Man U fan and you don't want to hear the goal, then send us a text message saying goal and then the word no to 81199. Goal and then the word no to 81199. Note, I only mentioned that no one twice.
Curious.
See? There you go. Free tickets to Moulin X. Telling you.
Lovely.
Thank you very much. One. Goal, yes, to 81199, or goal and then no to 81199. At the end of the sport, we'll do the results. And if it's more yes than no, we play the goal. If it's more no than yes, we don't play it.
Simple.
Thank you. News and sport with Dom and Jules, it's 8.03.
Worries for a missing 15-year-old. It's now 8.06.
1,800 text messages just come in during the news and the sport.
Goal update.
Goal update. Stop voting. Just refresh it one more time and then we'll stop it. So stop voting now. Tell them, Dave.
Stop voting now.
Okay. So he asked, do you want to hear the Wolves goal against Manchester United? Wolves beat Man U 1-0 if you've been out of the country. 24.78% say no. 75.22% say yes.
That's a majority.
5,242 text messages. Thank you. They would like to hear the Wolves goal.
It's coming.
When?
Later.
Do we not have it now?
No.
That kind of would have been the idea, as far as I'm concerned.
Kind of didn't tell me.
Kind of would have thought that was obvious.
So do you want it to come now?
Pardon? We have people texted in.
We're getting
and we
it.
Go, yes, they want to hear it. Where is it? Juliet goes, it's next door.
It's...
Oh, hang on.
It's right, we can just pad until you find it.
They can find it.
Yeah, they can find it.
They are that technically sound.
If we just witter on for long enough, they'll have a cue.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yes. Enjoy, Wolves fans.
Okay, hang on a sec.
There comes Kenny Miller, up to the edge of the area, shoots, scores! Kenny Miller scores for Wolves! The deadlock is broken, Molyneux erupts, what a turn up this is! Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, the league leaders Manchester United 0.
There you go, lovely.
Each morning from 7. Up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
808. State. Daniel Benningfield on the phone in 10 minutes. Here again.
There comes Kenny Miller, up to the edge of the area, shoots, scores! Kenny Miller scores for Wolves! The deadlock is broken, Molyneux erupts, what a turn up this is! Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, the league leaders Manchester United 0.
Pleasure. 8.13. Motorcyclers, a rush comes before that. 12:51 from the Strokes. Monday mornings, Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Hi. So, in New Zealand, on the phone, with a believe, right, because Alan has timed this, a two-second delay, should be Mr. Daniel Bedingfield. Morning, Daniel.
Alright, yeah, it's me, I'm sorry.
Was that the noise your head made?
It hasn't hurt me much, has it?
Not really.
That was the sound of my neck breaking again.
Seriously, man, what happened to you on was it New Year's Eve?
It was the day after New Year's Eve, mate. Hello, how you doing?
I'm alright, mate.
It's a great delay, isn't it?
It's a ridiculous delay. There's photos of you in the newspapers today going to church wearing your, whatever it's called, head brace.
Going to church. Someone crept in the church, right, took pictures of me in church, and then got them to England. And it's throwing photos of me.
It's shocking. It's you walking to church, apparently.
They're nice people in church, aren't they?
Well, I don't think it's in the church. I think it's outside the church.
Nice at the minute.
You look, I tell you what, in all seriousness, mate, right, and I'm, you know, we've had a laugh before, and I don't mind having a laugh at you again, right, because it's all good, but
yeah.
That head brace looks really seriously nasty.
It's hilarious, isn't it? It's actually in my head, Chris.
Is it?
It's screwed into my brain.
No, it's not.
It's screwed into my skull, mate.
Oh, it says...
Did you see what I was wearing? Was I wearing any shoes?
Let me have a look. I'll grab the newspaper.
You've got, in the picture that I can see, you've got a vest on, and you've got jeans and what look like trainers.
Oh, right, okay.
Next to a man in shorts and sandals.
Does it look really stupid?
You just, what, the neck brace, I'll be honest, yes.
Herman Munster, innit?
Well, it's not, you know, Daniel, seriously, it's not the greatest fashion accessory that you could choose, but then again, if it's going to save your skull, then I suppose you should wear it.
What paper is it in?
It's in all of them today, and it's describing your headpiece as a halo.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's in all of them. Is it, like, in page what?
Your page 7 of The Sun. It says, Crash Star in Head Brace, Daniel's Heavy Metal Band! With a little pun there, because of the fact that you almost died and are now wearing a head brace.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. It's a new type of punk music.
I'm telling you. So listen, so you've got to... It says that you've got to wear it for 3 months. How that... You're never going to pull any women when you're wearing that.
I have kissed 8 women so far.
8?
8.
Do they... You know, if you go to a club and you see another girl in a head brace, do you go, she's the one for me?
And that's exactly right. I've had 8 so far, and I'm counting. I'm having an I'm Not Dead party on Wednesday. Are you coming?
Can we come, yeah.
Is it in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Right, well...
Yeah, it's in New Zealand. If you want to come?
I'd love to come, mate.
You can stay in my house, Chris.
Great. Well, do we all have to wear head braces?
Yeah, actually, there's a $200 prize for the person who comes in the best head brace.
Do you know what, actually? A friend of mine, right, is having a fancy dress party. That's brilliant. I might go as you with a head brace.
That is absolutely brilliant. You should
get a white vest, right? Get some Meccano or something.
Is it my face? Is it the back of me or the front of me in the paper?
It's kind of front side on.
Great.
I mean, it shows.
Really handsome, don't I?
It shows it. It looks quite a brutal thing. So, how long do you have to wear it for? And how do you sleep? And how do you shower?
Well, I shower by changing the fluffy bits of fake sheepskin on the inside after showering.
Right.
I sleep very little and very, very, very difficultly. That's a word, isn't it? What's the first word? What was the first question?
I don't know. How long are you going to wear it for?
How long am I going to wear it for? 6 weeks if I'm a good boy, which probably means 3 months.
So, I mean, and do you have to wear it at night? Do you have to wear it when you sleep? You can't take it off at all?
You can't take it off. You cannot take it off. It's screwed into my skull.
Man, when I was a kid, I thought wearing a brace was bad, but this is worse.
Yeah, for the medical listeners, right, I broke C2, C3, C7, T1, T2 and T3. They're different vertebrae in your neck.
And I'm no doctor, but that doesn't sound very healthy.
No, if you break T2, you generally die.
Nice.
It's great. I'm having a great party. It's the only way on earth I'd ever get 3 months in New Zealand. Can you imagine that I had to go to this length to get off?
The things you do for a day off.
Yeah.
Do you know many people in New Zealand, Daniel, to come to your I'm Not Dead party?
I have an entire community. I have 150 people coming to that party. I had 100 people visit me in hospital.
Well,
I knew each one of them.
We wanted to come and see you, but you were too far away.
You were a cheapskate.
Well,
you're a cheapskate, Chris.
I know, yeah. Well, what can I tell you? You're right. So, listen, you've been nominated, as I'm sure you know, for 3 Brit Awards, and you won't be able to go.
Okay. I'll tell you who's going to win them, right? Dido's going to win Best Album, because she sold the most albums.
Right.
Let me see. Will Young's going to win Best Male, because he's the best male. And Justin Timberlake's going to win Best Pop,
so you're not,
because he was last year's pop sensation.
So you're not bothered that you're not going to go anyway?
I'm not going to win.
If you were to win, though, could
have
we...
Have you ever seen Will Young not win something at the Brits?
Could we collect your award, though, for you?
Will Young could collect my... Well, I'm not going to win.
But if you do win, can we pick it up for you and we'll all wear head braces?
How about... I get an award for being the best-looking male in a head brace ever.
Well, you know, there's
new category, best headdress.
Well, they should have created, instead of best rock band, it should have been best darkness, shouldn't it, really?
Hmm.
So listen, good mate, good luck with your recovery. Is it true you can't leave New Zealand until you're fully recovered?
No, I can't. No, but I've written a good new song called I'm Not Dead. Yeah. To go along with my I'm Not Dead party, which you're coming to on Wednesday.
And I'm going to record a version of I Am Never Gonna Leave Your Bedside.
It's great.
There you go. From Daniel Bedridenfield.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Bedridenfield.
So he left it yours.
I've been out for a week.
Wow.
I'm walking around, you see me going to church.
I know, but in a neck brace, you look like some kind of freak.
See, but see, church isn't boring when you go in a neck brace.
By the way,
everyone's looking at you and they want to have conversations.
By the way, listen, just so you know, last weekend I bought two copies of your album. One for my mum, who says get well soon and you owe her lunch, and one for me.
Yeah. Good. Why did you buy another copy of my album?
Because I bought one for me and I bought one for my mum.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have it.
But I thought you had one.
No. I must have...
I'm really disappointed.
I must have lied.
It's taking this long to buy in.
Yeah, but I bought it, you know, so you'll get the money off it, so you can, you know, maybe put some fluffy dice on your neck brace or something, like one of those traffic light air fresheners. You should, you know, do it.
Like, I love this neck brace. This is the biggest chick magnet I've ever had in my life. I'm not joking. I get so much sympathy. Chris.
Well, so you should, she did almost die.
And they stare deeply into my eyes and hold my hand and go, are you all right? And I go, no. And they go, shall I make it better? And I go, yes. And it's all good.
I don't want to know how your fans are making it better for you. I think that's something for your private journals.
Joking, man. Oh, dear.
Well, listen, have a good night and get well soon. And when you're all fit and well, come back and see us. And don't forget, listen, when you're fit and when you're well and when you have it removed, sign your neck brace, stick it on eBay, and at least make some money out of it.
That's a good idea, man. But thank God I'm alive, because I'd get to be on your radio show again.
And the nation is delighted at that as well.
It's good for ratings.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to do some post-mortem recordings now in case I ever really crash in the
car. That's lovely. What a lovely thought.
And then my family will be able to make some money post.
Yeah, no, that's great. But put a smile on the nation's face on a Monday morning as they're going to work.
8:22.
Daniel, talk to you later. Have a good night. Bye, mate.
God bless you.
Get a head brace down to church. You shouldn't laugh, he almost died.
I know.
Mind you, he's laughing, so you know what I mean. Gotta get through this, Daniel Bedingfield, quite apt. I'm gonna wear head brace. That wasn't a joke that I was saying either. Being invited to this fancy dress party, I don't think I can go, actually. I'm not sure. But if I can go, I'm going as Daniel Bedingfield in a head brace.
It's almost genius.
Well, I think, you know, but you know, my only worry is I turn up and I look across the room. Oh, my God, someone's coming in exactly the same outfit.
Sarah Cox. This is Radio.
Nelly Furtado. Powerless. Text message. You're so not funny for taking the pee out of Daniel Bedingfield. Have you got no sympathy at all? Next message. Chris, you're such a kiss-ass to Daniel Bedingfield. So what was I? Was I kissing his ass, or was I taking the mickey out of him? I personally think a little bit of both.
I was going to say neither.
He's all right, Daniel. And I think people think he's a bit of an ass. But he's all right, actually. Mm. He's very hyper. It's like he's, you know, taking jolly pills. And he can't sit still. But he's a nice guy. And no matter what you say, he writes some good stuff. Crackers. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't have him as a flatmate.
No.
I mean. Anyway, there you go. Bless him. Right, New York. We're going to be doing a contest this week, me and Coxie. We're going to find someone who's going to go to New York. Basically, Sarah, Zane Lowe, Westwood and Goldfinger are all going to New York to do their shows for a long weekend. You could be going. All you got to do is come on with us today, answer some questions, as many as you can in a minute. We're not going to make it easy for you. But the questions is probably the easiest bit. Then you've got to get the highest score of the day. Then you've got to be one of the highest four scorers between Monday and Thursday. Then if you are, then you go on to another eliminator round. So it's not easy, but you will fly to New York and hang out with Westwood and Zane Lowe and Goldfinger and Sarah Cox. If you're interested, give us a ring, 08700 100 100. All you got to do if you get on the air today is just answer questions in a minute, and then you got to struggle for the rest of the week. 08700 100 100. If you want to go to New York, call now.
BBC Radio 1.
It's a hell of a prize. Really, really good prize. If you've never been to New York, you should phone up, because it's absolutely, it's one of the coolest places in the world. Absolutely brilliant. Better than you ever imagined it to be. And yes, it does look just like it does in the movies. Yellow cabs everywhere, smoke coming out of the street, all that. Have you been?
No.
It's great.
I'd like to, actually.
Rachel and I have been.
I can't take part in this competition, though, sadly.
No, I know you can't. 08700 100 100. Keep trying if you can. It's Dom and Jules, the news of sport. It's 8:31.
And the main news this morning, with rain for most of us this morning, dry and brighter later on, though, in South Wales and the West Country.
He's the Chelsea manager. Cloudy with rain.
Cloudy with rain. Thanks very much. It's now 8:35.
Yeah, hilarious.
In the morning.
Thank you. Wrong one. Let's do this round. Right, New York, New York. So good we play it twice. See what we've done there.
Clever, huh?
Yeah. So this is a game. You could win a trip to New York. The week after next, Sarah, Zane Lowe, Tim Westwood and Goldfinger are decamping to New York. I would never put the word decamping next to Goldfinger and Westwood. Let's just ask him for trouble. Ooh-wee, it's Tim Westwood.
Chase me.
Here I am in New York. It's so great. Here's Joe Budden. Pump it up. Anyway, they're going to be doing their shows from all over Manhattan. Zane is live next Thursday night, including live sessions from The Killers, The Stills and The Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Next Friday morning, Coxie is live from Cat's Deli, which is where they did the famous When Harry Met Sally scene.
Mm.
Right. You know that one?
The organism scene.
Yeah. Easy for you to say.
Thanks.
And then over the weekend, Westwood and Goldfinger live in New York. So the winner could be you. You will fly out next Tuesday, hanging out with Sarah and Zane and Tim and Chris at their shows in New York. No diggity.
No doubt.
It's a good look, baby.
Baby.
Yeah. So here's what you got to do. You've got to come on the air with us today, and you've got a minute to answer as many questions as possible. Are they just general knowledge questions?
They are general knowledge questions themed around America.
Right. Not just New York. We couldn't do enough. We were to do the
I thought it would
thing.
Be a broader spectrum.
Right. Okay. So then you come on the air with us if you get through and you do that. Then Sarah later on today will do exactly the same. And the person with the most scores from today will be very happy. However, we do this Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And at the end of Sarah's show on Thursday, we take the four highest scores of the week. So for argument's sake, if you come on today and you answer 20 questions and Sarah's called this afternoon and answers 21, you haven't necessarily lost. Everybody else then answers like 18, 17, 16, 15.
Mm. Less than you.
Even though you lose today, you then go through to the eliminator.
The grand final eliminator.
They don't like to make it easy for you. It's a trip to New York, so you've got to work for it. By answering stupid questions.
They're not stupid questions.
New York is named the big what? Banana?
Don't give the questions away.
Right, so Alan is going through the phones. Do you need any more people or not? Do you need any more people to ring? No. So don't ring. If you're ringing now, just put the phone down. But we'll do it again tomorrow. And Sarah will do it this afternoon. So keep on trying. We'll do our New York quiz in a few minutes. New York, New York. So good we play it twice.
You see, we play it and Sarah plays it twice in one day.
So we play it
twice.
Technically, though, we'll play it four times, won't we, Dave? And if we have the finalists, five times.
Doesn't work for the name, though, does it?
No. New York, New York. So good we played it twice.
Nice.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
8:38. Ultra Beat, Feeling Fine. Aaliyah and More Than a Woman before that. It's 8:44 in the morning. It's time to play our top contest for someone to go to New York.
New York, New York. So good we play it twice.
Get down, Westwood. I hope you don't mind if I scratch through this. Right?
Not a problem.
Right. I'm on the decks, Dave. There you go.
Get busy with the fever on the dance floor. Yeah.
What do you say, Westwood?
Start spreading the news. I want to be part of it. Right. New York, New York.
There you go. That's Tim Sinatra. Frank Westwood. Tim, by the way, he was on CD UK on Saturday, and no, you weren't hearing things when he was talking about...
I heard about this, actually.
Blazing Squad. Mm. Bless him. Tim was on, right, talking about the Brits, right, and nominations. And Cat Daly asked him what he thought of Blazing Squad.
And he said...
Well, I sat on the edge of my couch going, oh, no, man, what's he going to do? Anyway, we'll talk about that later. We have to choose someone to play our little game.
Right? Right on.
Right. What, Tim?
Start spreading the news!
Yeah, okay. It's a trip to New York. Be hanging out with Tim and Coxie and Zane Lowe and Chris Goldfinger.
I want to be part of it!
Yeah.
New York, New York!
All right, that's the idea. And I will choose to play... you, Lisa. Are you all right?
You sound excited.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit excited, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Aversham. I'm from a little village called Harvington.
Oh, lovely. Have you ever been to New York before?
No, I'd love to go.
You are, seriously, Lisa, it's one of the coolest places in the world.
Oh, thank you.
It really is.
So I've seen quite well.
The what?
I've seen quite well.
It's just, to tell you what, the whole thing... From Times Square to Central Park and all the buildings and stuff.
Everything.
It's just really cool.
I've wanted to go for so long, but I've just never had the money. So.
And they've even got, and you'll be amazed by this, they've even got McDonald's there as well.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just like here.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. Well, that's good for vegetarian, yeah?
Well, oh, yeah.
They do bean burgers and stuff,
you
don't
can
they?
Have the old fillet of fish.
Mmm, I know.
And you've, got to get down to Abercrombie and Fitch.
Abercrombie?
Oh,
Abercrombie and Fish.
You're
fish.
If you win, love, I'll tell you where to go, all right?
Okay, thank you. I need your help.
Oh, God bless you. Right, so the game is basically twice, i.e. New York, New York, so good we play it twice. We play around in the morning. Sarah will play one in the afternoon.
Right.
It's really easy. All you got to do is score as many points as possible by answering questions against the clock.
Right, okay.
All right, the four fastest times of the week will go through to our Eliminator final Friday morning. The winner of that will go to New York, and it could be you.
Oh, my God, okay.
All right?
Okay.
So you've 60 seconds to answer as many questions as possible.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. If you don't know, just say pass.
Right, okay.
Because you don't lose points for saying pass, right?
Right, okay.
Okay, so that's the thing. Just fly through them as many as you can.
Okay.
Right, in 1 minute.
Okay, here goes.
All right, okay. Good luck.
Thank you, Chris.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Time starts when Tim Westwood says so. You ready?
Yeah.
Start the clock.
Who is the host of the Radio and Rap show?
Westwood.
True or false, JFK Airport is in Los Angeles?
False.
In which US state did Britney Spears recently get married?
Nevada.
Destiny's Child are from which city?
Oh. Pass.
Who spent part of last year suspended above the Thames in a Perspect box?
I don't be blind.
In which American state would you find New York City?
Manhattan.
Jennifer Lopez is currently dating which Hollywood actor?
Ben Affleck.
True or false, the Miami Dolphins are an American football team?
True.
What was the title of the Christmas single by Kelly and Ozzy Osbourne?
Changes.
Cape Canaveral is in which US state?
Pass.
Which city are Madonna and Eminem both from?
Detroit.
What is the name of Jude Law's Australian co-star in the film called...
Nicole Kidman.
True or false, Las Vegas is the capital of California?
False.
In which US city would you find the Golden Gate Bridge and Alcatraz? Which American actor stars in the film The Last Samurai?
Tom Cruise.
True or false, Brad Pitt starred in the Guy Ritchie film Snatch?
True.
The character's
up.
Oh, time's up.
Oh, was it?
Don't know, yeah. We've got to count them up, love.
Oh, God.
I was...
Don't keep me in suspense.
The what?
Don't keep me in suspense.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that because that's rubbish.
Oh, thank you.
How well do you think you did?
I think I did okay.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
You got 13.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I don't know. Put it this way. You're currently in the lead.
Well, that's good, because I'm the first person to play, yeah?
Well, yeah, I'll give you that, right. But I thought that was okay.
Thank you. At least I didn't embarrass myself.
I tried. No, you didn't at all.
Yeah, pretty good.
And actually, I was quite impressed with some of the answers that you got right.
What are you trying to say, Chris?
Who's, by the way, who's crying in the background?
Can you hear him? It's my little son, Harvey. Say hello to Chris, Harvey.
Hi, Harvey.
He's just breathing down the phone.
Oh, lovely. Well, I'm used to that. I should be ex-director, but what can you do? All right, well, listen, so Sarah Cox this afternoon will do it again. We'll do it every morning. So 13, and you see, you answer them fairly quickly, so I think you might be all right.
Thank you.
But keep listening, blah, blah, blah.
I listen every morning.
What?
I listen every morning anyway, don't worry.
God bless you. You've got great taste.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
All right, hopefully I'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Chris. See you soon. Bye.
Good luck. Bye. There you go.
I thought she did really well.
I thought she did well.
But if you think you can beat Lisa, you've got to be listening to Coxie this afternoon from 3 for another chance in New York, New York. So good we play it twice.
Sarah, this afternoon from 3 o'clock, make sure you're listening. So anyway, as I was saying, Westwood, right?
Oh, yeah, on CD UK.
Yeah. What do you think of Blazing Squad?
I do respect them. I like what they do.
Really? I almost fell off the couch. Just to show you again... Tim Westwood says...
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
He's cool with Blazing Squad.
I do respect them. I like what they do.
You're all right. Leave it out, Tim.
I do respect them. I like what they do.
Yeah, all right. There's no need to keep going on about Blazing Squad.
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
Yeah, I know you're cool with Blazing Squad. Leave it out, will you?
New York, New York. So good we play it twice.
Radio 1. Joe Wiley. Today from...
Christina Aguilera. Beautiful. 8:55 from Radio 1.
Don't so bring me down.
I do respect them. I like what they do.
Yeah. Can't blame him. Blazing Squad, Tim?
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
Alright, lovely. Dave's Tedious Link coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And then later on this morning, before 10... We'll tell you who's been nominated for BAFTAs.
Wowee.
Yeah. We were going to have Robbie Williams, Justin Timberlake and Elton John playing live, but we thought, well, no, it's BAFTA nomination day.
People need to know.
That'll put a smile on everyone's face. LMC, you two, go. Rachel's just quite rightly pointed out, every morning now, just about 9 o'clock, people start texting in to hear the puffin. For those of you, oh man, I can't really explain it, but we ended up playing the sound effects of a puffin the other week for no reason whatsoever.
I think basically we thought the puffin sounded like a cad, and then the puffin also sounded like Dale Winton in the bath.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay then. Hilarious.
Almost.
But people really like it, and I don't know what's wrong with them. They should get alive.
It's a winning formula for breakfast, huh?
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
Right, okay, Tedious Link time, you ready?
Yes.
How do you get there from Friday morning? CNC Music Factory gonna make you sweat.
Sweat can smell if left for a long time, and in that respect, shares much in common with milk. Milk is a big favourite with babies. Babies wear very small shoes and clothes. Clothes are hung out to dry. Too dry is how you might describe a desert that hasn't seen any rain for a long time. Time After Time was a big hit for Cyndi Lauper. Lauper rhymes with pauper, which is one way of describing the street urchin, Oliver. Oliver's Army was a huge hit for Elvis Costello. Elvis Costello shares the same first name as Elvis Presley, who in turn shares the same surname as Reg Presley, who wrote Love Is All Around, the enormous Wet 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 hit from the movie Four Weddings and a Funeral, which stars Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant once got in a sticky situation with Divine Brown. Brown Girl in the Ring was a big hit for Boney M. Boney M are from Germany. Germany borders the Czech Republic, and the word republic in Czech is probably pronounced Republika or something.
What do you mean probably?
Oh, probably.
Right.
Republica or something.
Sorry.
Which links us to this morning's... You see, I'm stumbling now, but it's Republica and Ready to Go, of course.
The puffin likes it, Dave.
That's
our,
nice.
Our wacky breakfast character. Right, let's play it then. Puffin loves that song, don't you, Puffin? Great. Oh, he really likes it. That's Dale, our wacky breakfast Puffin, rocking with Republica, and they're ready to go, right? Seamless link?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So many mistakes.
Do you think?
Someone just told us what the check for Republic is.
Republica.
And also, how can a desert be too dry when the whole point of a desert is that it's dry? So it can't be too dry, can it?
But depends on a scale of dryness.
I tell you what, let's have Dale the Puffin. Dale, do you think that we should let Dave get away with it? He says yes! All right.
Other than that, I think it was bang on.
Tim, what do you... Westwood, Tim, what do you make of the whole thing?
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
Right, thank you very much. He's cool with Blazing Squad, is Tim Westwood.
I do respect them. Yeah. I like what they do.
All right, leave it. 08700 100 100 if you want to be on Car Park Catchphrase, which is our great contest.
I do respect them. I like what they do.
All right, you've said that now.
It's almost as if he could be talking about us.
I know.
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
No, he's cool with Blazing Squad. Do you not like Blazing Squad?
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
Right, well, thank you, Tim. 08700 100 100, girls especially, because it's mainly males that phone up for the... I think just to hear Alan's cute voice. But if you're going to be in your car at 9:30 in any car park and you want to play Car Park Catchphrase, give us a ring now. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Please call.
Now.
I haven't ever really found a place that I...
Comes out in February, that track. Ferry Corsten, Rock Your Body Rock.
Two rocks in there.
Croc in there as well.
I have an email in that will make you feel foolish.
Dave on the M1 says, tune. Another one says, thanks for sticking this tune on, mate. You're the Don. There you go. Well, you know, I'm down with my body rock, rock body, rocking flavours. Yes, Dave.
An email to make you and Rachel feel foolish. It comes in from the Czech Republic, and it reads,
God.
Dear show.
Yes.
Listening in the Czech Republic, and I'd like to let you know that it is actually pronounced Republika, which is basically what I said, says Alex Pavlova. Who's my new Czech mate?
Alex Pavlova.
That's so made up.
It's not made
up. Actually, it's not Pavlova, it's Palkova.
Palkova, there you go. Even more Czech.
Does the email address look like a Czech email address?
Yeah, check it out.
Or is it at, you know, .co.uk?
No, it's a proper bony fidey email from Czechers. No, the Czech Republic, obviously.
I think that's one of your friends.
Czechers.
Or that's your friend, Dave.
It's not.
Pass it over here.
It's authentic. And it proves my point that I was correct, bar a slight pronunciation issue.
And spelling.
And spelling.
Hi, lads, he actually says. There you go, Rachel. Alexandra. Even Alexandra thinks you look like Diego Forlan. Hi, lads. But then it says, Sash here.
Yeah, well, Sash is probably Czech slang for Alexandra.
Right. Dominic Byrne is getting very excited. These big BAFTA nominations are coming in. And he's trembling with excitement.
It's BAFTA mad.
All those great movies that we haven't seen being up for awards.
So very soon it's BAFTA time.
Yeah. I can't believe what Westwood said. Please play it again for my mates from Luke in North Wales. What, do you mean this bit here?
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
There you go. Tim Westwood on CD UK on Saturday morning. Really, you like Blazing Squad?
I do respect them. I like what they do.
Good God. I think they're crap. But that's just me. I'm just a foul-mouthed, outrageous shock jock. Saying things to provoke the nations. Tim?
I do respect them. I like what they do.
Right. In the newspapers today... Katie, 19, Liverpool. It's today's page 3 girl in the Sun. She's cute.
Yeah?
About time we had some fresh blood.
Thumbs up.
What's wrong with you, Rachel? Page 3 is an institution.
I didn't say anything.
It keeps, you know, pretty top-heavy girls...
Off the streets.
...who are too short to be catwalk models, keeps them in work.
Okay.
Right?
Even Lorraine Kelly was defending it the other day
in her
column. Yes, she was. And fair play, Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah. Good on you, Lorraine.
Tell you what, never has so much truth been said.
By Lorraine.
By Lorraine Kelly.
But you know, it says now, are the Page Three girls. They're now talking about the issues affecting the world.
News in briefs.
That's right. News in briefs. And some people might say, how dare you make up a quote and assign it to whoever today's Page Three lovely is. I don't believe that they do that. I genuinely believe that these Page Three girls are saying these quotes. For example, shocked Kate was furious to hear how Britain's jails are being blighted by political correctness. No.
Stop laughing, Rachel. It's not funny.
She said, Kate, 19, from Liverpool, said, criminals aren't in prison to be punished. Warders must be able to show they're in charge and not have to pussyfoot around inmates. P.S. Do you like me knocks? Aye. So what should... No, that P.S. I made...
You made that up.
I was about to say that.
That was assigning a false quote.
I didn't think
she'd
come up with something like that.
No, but the other thing about the prison warders, you buy that, yeah?
I think it's good to get a news perspective from a different angle.
Yeah. She's cute, though, man.
Let's have a look.
Kate, 19, of Liverpool. Do you know, I'm going to cover up her breasts.
Right. I'm not interested in them anyway.
Because it's her face.
Yeah.
That she's... See, look. Pretty girl there.
Pretty girl.
Rachel, pretty girl.
She is pretty, yeah.
Right, and if I drop the paper... Ooh,
with a bonus of lovely knockers.
No, look, Rachel. Right, Rachel, look. Pretty face. Topless. No. Oh, topless there. Dominic. Right, serious news journalist, pretty face, topless day.
But it's stuff like that that makes Britain great, I think.
And how about this, if I cover up the other bit, if I cover up from the top down, right, look at the hands, lovely nail varnish.
She has, and a nice bracelet.
Takes pride in her appearance, granted she's not wearing much, but look at her. See that, Rachel?
She hasn't got grease and Marmite underneath her nails, no way, she's clean them.
Anyway, Peter Kay is going to be in Coronation Street. You will hear this, no doubt, on the radio and the TV all day today. Peter Kay's been in Coronation Street before.
It is true, in 1997, I believe.
He was a shop fitter or something in Alf Roberts' store. Mm. And he's going to play a man from the brewery.
A dray man.
A what?
A dray man.
That's right.
A what? A dray man, Draymond, Drayman.
You're talking rubbish today,
I'm
Dave.
Not talking rubbish, it's fact.
Dave was drinking a lot yesterday. I think he's still under the influence.
Pardon?
And still under the influence.
I was back home for 8 o'clock.
So Peter Kay and Curry, that's going to be ace. I want Peter Kay to come on the show, but he won't come on the show.
He's a busy new father.
I know, congratulations.
Baby
Mrs.
Charlie?
Kay, yeah. Wasn't he going to call the baby Marvin if it was a boy?
He did say that, yeah.
Do you know, I'd even settle for Paddy the Bouncer. He won't come on the show either.
They're too busy.
Do you think?
Do they not like you?
I don't know.
I don't think that's probably the case.
I know Toby
Rachel.
Foster doesn't like me.
Who?
Toby Foster plays the drums.
Jodie Foster.
Not Jodie Foster. I don't know whether she likes
me
or not.
She could come on the show too.
You're so stupid. Jodie Foster's never been in Phoenix Nights.
Yet.
She was in that Peter Kay thing. No, Toby Foster plays the drums in Les Alamos. He doesn't like me. I don't know what his problem is. But he's very funny. Go on, Toby. Love me, like I love you.
Not everybody can think we're great.
Just most people. So that's the challenge, see if Peter will come on the show. Or Paddy.
I'll write it on my list.
Or Toby.
We've had Dave Spikey on.
Yeah.
He was a great guest.
Dave came on.
Top man.
Yeah.
We're big fans of the show.
Yeah.
Therefore, it would be interesting for us to meet other members of the cast.
That's right. And we know about comedy, me and Dave. We did 3 series on UK Play.
150 shows.
That's right.
Not watched by anybody. The material is as fresh today as it was then.
It was watched by people when the offices of UK Play over the road had a big screen in the window.
And anybody outside Radio 1 having a fag could catch, you know, literally minutes of it with no sound, obviously, which kind of ruined some of the punchline out.
Alan Smith gets a good write-up in the Sun Goals today on page 7. It's good to see not everybody slagging Leeds off. And, I've got to read this. The Sun, right, every so often they do this thing where they go, isn't it great, The Sun? And here's your typical Sun reader to say why it's great. And they have them sprinkled through the paper. Why I love my 30p Sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one on page 11. When you get a copy of The Sun today, why not read along if you've got one now? Why I love my 30p Sun. This is from Joseph Brown. He's 55, from Bradford, West Yorkshire. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why I love my 30p Sun. It works out just right. Out of a pound, I can pay my 70p bus fare and my 30p son, and I can read it on the way to work. What could be better than that? I don't know, being a millionaire, sleeping with Britney Spears, and enter world poverty and famine. Take your pick, mate.
John DePaul. You want to breathe and still you're not exhaling.
John DePaul.
You want to leave because this relationship failing.
Alan's singing to this record. Alan doesn't strike me as a Sean Paul fan.
I like it.
Right. Got the album?
No.
I want to lend it to you.
I like it with, I like this and I like Beyonce with Sean Paul. It's when he's with, you know, the ladies I like.
Right.
As opposed to the men.
There you go.
Or indeed when he's solo.
Quote of the day. Alan prefers Sean Paul with the ladies, as opposed to when he's with, you know, the men.
I think I'd agree with him.
Okay. Blue Cantrell and Breathe. This record comes out a week today, and a lot of people, it's dividing the nation. People going, no, it's not as good as original, but it's not meant to be as good as original, because it's a completely different interpretation of the original. Comes out a week today, this is Joss Stone.
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley's here at 10, by the way. She's met Joss Stone.
I know.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor on the show from 10 this morning at Radio 1.
I fell in love with a boy. I fell in love.
Joss Stone.
It's true, Rachel. They say that it doesn't dry your skin like soap can.
And fell in love with a boy on Radio 1. Yes, Rachel, go on.
I can't believe that the three of you were just having a conversation about moisturiser.
No, we weren't. We were talking about monster trucks and porn.
And kind of a bit of dog body soap.
I'm just going to go and change a tyre on a car.
I didn't think you were that way inclined. Like Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Hey?
That's one of her lines from the song, you see. It was a clever pop reference.
Yeah, Radio 1 plays it on an hourly basis, Rachel. It's good to see you paying attention to what Radio 1 plays.
Skin's looking better, though.
Mine? Mm. Thanks very much, yeah. 9:27. This is Jameson, Take Control, BBC Radio 1.
Not the way that we're bumping, tell you something, feeling good inside.
Take control in this door.
Jameson, Take Control. Which comes out
soon?
A week today. I might join the gym today. After my success, for those of you who didn't hear earlier, I went running yesterday. 2.8 miles. I really wish that mobile fish and chip van had stopped in our street. You see what I did there, Dominic?
It's good.
Yeah, do you like that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, thank you very much. Right, coming up, Room 5, Oliver Cheatham, Khalees and Milkshake. Joe Wiley's here from 10 o'clock. Ewan McGregor on the show today. Let's get some news on sport with Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:30.
Fears over a missing 15-year-old.
And Sir Hassel.
Rain for most of us today, mostly dry though in the southwest. Radio and Newsbeat, it's now 9:34.
You missed out a couple of important stories.
Oh, sorry, go on then.
Number one, Katie19 from Liverpool, talking about the prison system and political correctness in today's page 3 of The Sun.
That's true, we did miss that one, apologies.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, contestants moaning that they're getting less money than Jordan.
Really? Are they? I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
that.
Half as much, apparently.
Apparently Jordan's getting 100,000 and all the other people are getting 50 grand each.
But that reeks of unfairness.
Yeah.
She has huge assets, though.
Strange, though, because she's also got massive knockers. Oh, the gag had to be done. And from The Sun today, according to a recent survey, people in Sheffield drink the most amount of alcohol in Britain.
Do they really?
On average, 31 units a week, which is rubbish.
How much is a unit? Is that half a pint?
Mm.
Or a glass of wine?
So there's like 2 units in one pint.
Thanks. Thanks for that, Dave.
But that would mean that someone in Sheffield, right, is drinking halves.
Or 15 pints. 15 and a half pints.
Yeah.
I'm with you now. Yes. Hence the half, Dave.
It's 9:35.
Shut up. But she's got great assets.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Car park catchphrase coming up. Before that, Tim Weston will tell you about Blazing Squad.
I do respect them. I like what they do.
Right. story is, this isn't about milkshakes.
It's about something totally different.
I had a strawberry milkshake yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was all right. No. Yes, Alan?
Nothing.
You looked at me as if you wanted to say something.
No.
No?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
You can?
No, thank you.
Do you want to say anything about Blazing Squad?
Love them.
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
Thank you, Tim.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. Oh, yes, the highlight of everybody's morning. Myself, Chris, and the legend that is the beautiful Roy Walker.
No, I'm cool with Blazing Squad.
No, that was Tim Westwood. Where's you, Roy?
Thank you, Chris.
There you go, lovely.
We should do car park catchphrase with Westwood.
Do you think?
No.
You just said we should, then you said no.
I changed my mind.
You're a crazy man.
What's with the big paws?
I'm a bear. By the way, Dave is wearing his Christmas jumper today. It had to be pointed out. Tim?
It's a great look, baby.
There you go.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah? And Roy Walker said you look great.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Dave. Right, anyway. Car park catchphrase. Shall we meet the contestants?
Yes, please.
Right, go!
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Elisa and I'm from Cambridge.
What a beautiful part of Wales.
Oh, certainly is. Wales?
And what do you do in Cambridge?
I'm a sales executive. I sell adverts on a magazine called Pilot.
Pilot?
Yes.
Is it for pilots by pilots?
It is for pilots by pilots. You got it right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Does it cover other stuff in the world of aviation?
It certainly does.
Wow.
You should buy a copy and have a look. It covers everything.
Pilots?
Yes.
This month's sunglasses of the month. Pilot Johnson says, I never leave home without them. They're great for flying with.
How to get your white shirts looking really white.
Favourite stopovers in Blackpool.
In Stockholm.
Where are you parked?
I'm parked at work.
Oh, lovely. In the car park.
In the car park, yeah.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a Peugeot 106.
What colour?
Red.
It's silver. Mm. It's a Quicksilver limited edition.
Oh, I like them. Quicksilver.
Yeah.
All right, wind your window down. Let's see your horn.
Okay, here you go.
Nice.
Very high.
Lovely. Oh, Alicia. Do you like being called Alicia?
I do like being called Alicia, but I don't usually get called that. People usually call me all sorts of different things because I can't pronounce my name correctly, but...
All right, then, Brian, whatever you want. Stay there, let's meet line two.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's Mike and I'm from Wrexham.
Whee! Hello, Mike, you sound like a manly man.
That's right, Chris, I'm your man.
Do you like rugby?
No, not really. I do live next door to a big rugby supporter, though, so...
How big is he?
I'm more of a football man myself.
Who's your team?
Leeds, of course.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Are they really, honestly?
Yeah, really. Yeah, what? Every time I come to Leeds, I... take the hospitality, stay in
Malmaison,
have a crack
at
the time.
Wow, that's a nice little plug there.
Mm.
Hang out with the players and everything.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, you should... No, I won't do that joke. So what do you do, Mike?
I'm a finance consultant for Renault.
Mm. What's your favourite Renault car? Mine's the Megane.
My favourite Renault car? I drive a Megane, but my favourite Renault's got to be the Velsatis.
I love that one, yeah.
It's a beautiful car.
What's do they do really nice sport cars?
Well, the new Megane Coupe Cabriolet's just come out. It's a lovely drop top.
Do you know what I'd go for if I was in the market for a Renault?
Yeah.
I'd go for the Renault Clio, but the big beefy one, the 3-litre one.
Oh, it's fantastic to drive. Yeah, the V6.
Yeah, that's the one I'd go for.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Alan, fantastic. Alan's sitting there going, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a moisturiser, right? It's weird.
Yeah. Do you know, I'd love one of those new coupes to driving around London in with a roof off and the wind in my hair.
Well, you never know, Chris. We'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah, I'm trying my best.
Okay.
Yes, Dave?
I was just going to mention the fact that apparently David Beckham has just bought one for his sister, I've heard.
Really?
Really? It's
true.
There you go.
Well, I hope she lets him have a go, then.
Hey, you might have got a discount, though. Anyway, right, what are you... So you're in a Renault Megane, you said?
I'm in a Renault Megane at the moment,
Is it yellow?
No, it's pearl black.
Nice.
Pearl black?
Yeah.
But pearls are white.
Not the black ones, Dave.
No, it's a three-door, not a five-door.
Ah, right.
Looks a bit more sporty.
I don't understand that, by the way, because as far as I'm concerned, they're not three doors. It's two doors and a boot. Seriously.
You don't ever go in through the boot, do you?
Yeah, not even the Dukes of Hazzard went in their car through the boot. It's rubbish. Right, anyway, let's see your horn. Love. Well, that was rubbish. Wind your window down. Better. Let's do the rules. Roy!
Thanks, Chris. Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules so everybody knows how to play the game.
Right.
In a moment, Chris will describe what he can see in front of him with the help of your friend and mine. It's Mr. Fish. And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is, buzz in with your horn.
Yes.
And we'll see if you're right.
Right.
All you have to remember in this game is the golden rule.
Which is?
Say what you hear.
What?
Say what you hear.
All right then, lovely. Do you understand then, Alicia?
Yes, I understand.
Do you understand, Mike?
Yep.
All right, say what you hear.
Say what you hear.
All right, Roy, calm down, look. Right, let's get into it then. Best of three, let's play car park catchphrase.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play car park catchphrase.
All right, Mr. Fish. There he is. He's in the barber's waiting to get his hair cut. He's not sure what style he wants. Should he get a flat top or a number two or a Mohican? Looks like he's pointing at the picture. Yes, Mr. Fish wants a Mohican. Looks like he's asking the barber if he can do him a Mohican, but the barber's saying no. He's already done the last one for the day. So the barber's obviously done the last of the Mohicans. Yes, that will be Mike.
Last of the Mohicans, Chris.
You're right!
Pretty sharp on that horn there, Mike.
It's week three. The catchphrases are now becoming catchphrases stroke films stroke words.
Okay.
Right, Lisa, you need to get the next one right to stay in the game. Are you all right? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
All right, there's Mr. Fish. He's lying on the beach next to Mrs. Fish. He looks a little uncomfortable, as if he's got an itch or something. I think the itch is on his back. And he's asking Mrs. Fish to scratch it for him. She's saying she'll only scratch his back.
Got it.
That was Alicia.
If you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Or I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine.
It's the right answer.
Hey! All right, so it's one apiece. It's very exciting. It's neck and neck between Alicia, who's called Brian, and Mike, the Leeds fan, who's going to give us free Renaults. I wonder who'll win. Here we go, then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Dr. Fish is in his surgery, waiting to see a long queue of patients. One of the patients has got a present for him, and it looks like it's... an apple. That sounded like Mike to me.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away, Chris.
You're a winner. You're right!
Sorry, Alicia, you are rubbish.
Never mind.
But have a great day working for Pilot Magazine.
I certainly will, thank you.
For pilots, by pilots.
That's right.
Bye.
W.H. Smith can get it, bye.
All right, W.H. Smith, you can get it.
Nice plug.
Bye. There you go. Right, Mike, well done.
We are the champions.
Well, Leeds aren't the champions, but it would be nice.
Yes, it would be nice, but right. We will be one day. We will be.
What's the next game you're going to?
I haven't looked yet, to be honest. I couldn't tell you because I've been really busy recently trying to sell lots of Renaults.
Rubbish. Rubbish. Right, okay. Well, listen, well done, you've won a prize. I don't know what we're going to send you, but it will be great.
I'm sure it will be if it comes from you, Chris. I'm sure it will be.
I don't know what's...
Hang on the line and speak to Alan after the show.
Is there anything that you particularly want? Any CD or anything like that?
I don't know, really. Concert tickets would be nice.
I tell you what, have you got a Leeds shirt? The new one?
I don't have a Leeds shirt, no.
I think...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I gave it to Vernon Kay.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I'll buy another one.
Phone Vernon Kay, and Vernon Kay can send it to me.
Yeah, but I signed it to Vernon Love Chris.
Mm.
If you buy another one, it will be a great present and will be vital funds for the club.
Exactly. Yeah, but they're 40 quid a pop. Oh, no, I think you can get cheap ones in the sale.
Get me one off the market, Chris.
No, no, you got to get it from the official club shops.
Ah, right. Okay.
Got to put your money back into the club, so...
We've got to keep the club afloat, haven't we?
Yeah, well, if you keep getting them corporate hospitality boxes, you know what I mean? They're not cheap, them, rich boy. Right, we'll sort something out for you, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chris, you're a star.
And you, pal. See you, mate. Bye.
Bye now.
There you go.
Another happy contestant.
Yeah, balls to that, mate. Free Renault. Right, that was it. Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you to Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
A new season on BBC Three.
Evanescence, Bring Me to Life for Radio 1. Sarah Cox and this afternoon, another chance for you to get your name on the list of potential winners who will win a flight out to New York. Well, you get a flight back as well. Tighter up.
It's return.
Yeah, damn right. Sarah Cox from Three. Are Mark and Lard on this week?
I believe they are.
Dave Pearce isn't. Colin Murray, as the cheeky girls say, is on at 6 tonight. And Joe Wiley's on at 10. And she'll be speaking to Ewan McGregor. I watched Black Hawk Down last night.
Did you?
Strange is that? Because he's in it. There you go. Not fascinating, but...
Hold up! Freeze the snowman!
Ewan on, talking to Joe after 10.
Wait in.
Please don't switch off during this record. Don't worry, it's only about 2.5 minutes long. Slap him over his mouth. Yeah, cheers, mate. There you go. Fireman Scoop, it takes Scoop. You see what they've done there?
Clever, huh?
Hilarious. Right, have a good day today. Find out tomorrow if I've actually got off my backside and joined a gym. Might not, dude. I don't know if I'm going to be bothered, to be honest.
Might just play video games all day.
Thank you to Alan and Rachel and Dave and Dominic and Juliet. And thank you for listening. Have a great day. Joe Wiley will be talking to Ewan McGregor after 10 o'clock today. They're very keen that I plug that. That's Ewan McGregor and Joe Wiley. Joe Wiley and Ewan McGregor. Joe and Ewan, McGregor and Wiley. This morning from 10 o'clock, Joe and you. I think you've got the message by now.
And when you're going down, everything goes wrong.
Joe Wiley, Radio 1.
Says more about you than me, Joe.
Why, thank you.